Okay, today's daf is Pesachim Yerushalmi daf Ayin Vav, and we are on Ayin Hey Amabez. We started last time the ninth parak of Maseches Pesachim, Misha Hayatame, all in Yanim of Pesach Sheni, and the discussion of when one is Chayv in Pesach Sheni and when one is Pater. So the parak Misha Hayatame discussed there are different categories of Peturin, the ones that are mentioned Beferish in the Torah, Tame and Derech Barchoka. And all the other ones of Ones and Shogeg, as we mentioned, we also have the different definitions of what does distant mean, as we will get back to today in today's Mishnah. So let's talk about Ayin Hei Mabez, where we're up to. The Braisa quoted different types of Tumah, what is included for when the Pasuk says Tameh in the Torah and in the Mishnah, so it's Tameh Nefesh. Specifically, when one is Tameh Mace, that's when they are pushed to Pesach Sheni. And the Tzibor is not pushed to Pesach Sheni if there is Tumas Mace, as we discussed often in the Masechta. So we just quoted a Braisa that said that other types of Tumas, one is also does not do Pesach Rishon. Says the, we'll read the last line again. A couple of lines up for the bottom. Ish tami nefesh nitcha lepesach sheni vein sibur tami nefesh nitcha lepesach sheni. Right? Yeah, a singular person, a yachid, tami nefesh goes to pesach sheni, not a sibur. Tami ziva, tami tsarach nitcha lepesach sheni. But tami ziva or tsaras, they're nitcha lepesach sheni, even a tsibur. One does not do the karban if one has tuma ziva or tsaras. Tumas avodazara. That's what we're up to. Second to last line. Tumas avodazara. So midaraisa avodazara is not metame. Midaraisa avodazara is usur. There are different categories. Remember, there are four categories of avodazara related issues. There's the avodazara itself, that is usur bahana, and then there is the noy avodazara, which is the jewelry and whatever what else uses to make the avodazara beautiful. It's noy avodazara. And there's Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, you know, something that I use to service the Avodah Zarah, a mizbeach, a broom, a spoon, a cup. That's all Mishamshe Avodah Zarah. And then Tikrovis Avodah Zarah. It's the fourth category. What I give as a carbon, an animal, the wine that I pour to. Tikrovis Avodah Zarah. So that's the Avodah Zarah, Noya Avodah Zarah, Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, and Tikrovis Avodah Zarah. The first three, as we learn in Maseches Avodah Zarah, the first three can be nullified by a guy. A Jew cannot nullify his Avodah Zarah ever. A Goy could be Mevatel, can nullify any other guy's Avodah Zarah. It doesn't have to be his own, doesn't have to be the same kind of Avodah Zarah, but a Goy can be Mevatel Avodah Zarah Shel Chavero, but by the first three out of four. Even an actual Avodah Zarah can be Mevutel, and Noy Avodah Zarah, and Mishamshe Avodah Zarah. But Tikroves Avodah Zarah can never be Mevutel. But first, I've explained, Rav Shakta likes to explain it this way as well, that Tikrovis is based on the past, not about the future. The first three are about the constant usage, and therefore are going to be mevatel, so it can never be used again. Tikrovis is about what already happened. It was already used. So you can't nullify that. So that's the, that's why it's usur forever. Cannot be nullified. But that's in terms of Isser Hana'a. But here, the Gemara says, Tumas Avodah Zarah, that's a Dinter Rabbanan. Avodah Zarah is not Metame Midaraisa. It's not one of the Avos HaTumos. But Midrabanan, Chazal gave it the status, as we learned in Mesech HaShabbos, Perek Rabbi Akiva, that Avodah Zarah is a certain level of Tumah. So says the Braisa here, Tumas Avodah Zarah asu osa ketame ziva v'tame tzaras. Tumas Avodah Zarah, they gave it, Midrabanan, they gave it the status of Tumah ziva and Tumah tzaras, meaning if somebody is Tame Avodah Zarah, they cannot do Pesach Rishon, because they're like ziva and tzaras, and therefore they would be pushed to Pesach Sheni. And that's the what the Braisa is telling us. As you see on the bottom, Karban Eida, Asu Kizavinu Mitzara Minachla Pesach Sheni. That's this Braisa. As we'll see, this Braisa is reflecting one Shita, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, in the following Braisa. Because the following Braisa seems to say it's a Machlokas. The Tosefta says, here the Tosefta says, Nitan Yisrael, Livnos Pesach Bechira. B'nei Yisrael, what happens if B'nei Yisrael get the chance to build the Pesach Bechira, the Pesach Bechdash, between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? So then what happens? Because it comes out that the Klal Yisrael couldn't do Pesach Rishon, but it wasn't because that they were Tameh, right? They were just unable. So Nitan Yisrael live knows Beis Abchira. What if that happens between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Says the Gemara, Machlokas. Good. So Yachid So Yachid Oseh Pesach Sheni, Vein Tzibur Oseh Pesach Sheni. A Yachid does Pesach Sheni and not a Tzibur. Tzibur does not do Pesach Sheni, and therefore, according to this Tanakam, according to the Brisa, a Tzibur who's Tamei, meaning whether they were not able to, like in the case of the Brisa, or they were Tamei Avodah Zarah, or Ziva, or Tzaras, they don't bring the carbon that year. Right? They don't bring the carbon that year, according to this Deya. A Tzibur does not bring Pesach Sheni. If they were Tamei Meis, they'd bring Pesach Rishon. If there are other types of Tumas, they don't bring. That's the Shita of the first day out here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Tzibur Ose Pesach Sheni. We do find that a Tzibur does Pesach Sheni. You're right. If they're all Tamei Meis, they could do Pesach Rishon. But you find that a Tzibur does Pesach Sheni if they are, let's say, Tamei Avodah Zarah. The Tumas Avodah Zarah, they do Pesach Sheni. Why? Because we find stories in Tanakh that they did it. But even though they were Tamei Mishum Tuma, Tumas Avodah Zarah, she came out Tzidah B'chizkiyo, if I B'chizkiyo HaMelech, Sha'asa Pesach Sheni, Chizkiyo HaMelech, as it's described, not only in Malachim, but in Divrei HaYamim, we're going to quote Pesukim from Divrei HaYamim, which has the parallel stories, and it fills in some that the Nevi'im Rishonim don't have, but Tzidah B'chizkiyo, Sha'asa Pesach Sheni, Chizkiyo did Pesach Sheni, Hadahu Tachsiv, and you see, that was even though it was because they were Tamei Mishum Avodah Zarah. Ki marbis ha'am rabas me Ephraim u'menashe, as you see the psukim, the continuation of the psukim, Yisachar zvolin, lo hi teharu, ki achlos ha'pesach below kakasuf. So it's an unclear pasuk, but the pasuk says they were Tamei, and they ate the Karan Pesach inappropriately, right? Below kakasuf. Ki espalo yichizkiyo aleim leimar, and yichizkiyo daven for them, Hashem atov yichaper ba'ad. And Yechizkiyo had a daven for them. So something was wrong. There's something related to Tuma, and they ate the Karan Pesach inappropriately, and Yechizkiyo had a daven for them. So what exactly is being referred to in this case? So if you look in the Karban Ha'edah, Lo hitaru mipnei tumas avodas kochavim, shenit will be me'achas. Right, Yechizkiyo was the father, had a father who was a Rasha, and had a son. He was between Achaz and Menashe. So, the Bnei Yisrael, he tried an amazing tshuva movement, but Klal Yisrael on the fourth line in the Karban Eidah, Klal Yisrael hadn't been tahar from the Tumas Avodas Kochavim, shenit will be me'achas. Shma mina, the Tumas Avodas Kochavim, ketumas ziva. So you see Tumas Avodas Kochavim is like ziva, v'rov tzibur, zavin m'saron, osar hasheni. And therefore it says that they would do the second one. I didn't read that pasuk. That pasuk is also quoted a little bit later, that they did the second Pesach that year. Then the Gemara is going to quote it soon. So if this is a raya the Gemara brings, right? The Brisa brings a raya, Behuda brings a raya that once there's a tzibur that's tamei tumas avodah zarah, they could also be pushed to Pesach Sheni. Look in the Chaim Kanievsky, he quotes the pasuk because I was looking for. Umishum shemarbis ha'am lo hispiku litar mitumas avodah zarah shebiyadam. There were so many Jews when Chizkiyo tried this tshuva movement from his father in the days of Achaz. There were so many Jews that hadn't become tahar and they weren't able to. Lakach asu as a pesach v'chodesh hasheni kidechsiv, as the pasuk says there. Vayivaitz hamelach v'sarav v'cholak ha'ol biyushalayim lasu as a pesach v'chodesh hasheni. There's the pasuk. Alma af hatzibur nidach al pesach sheni. You quote the pasuk, the story in Tanakh, that even from Tumas Avodah Zarah, there is Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara now, Is Tani Tani Ma'abrin Asashanim Ibn Atoma, Is Tani Tani Ma'abrin Asashanim Ibn Atoma. Remember from the first parak in Sanhedrin, there are different reasons why Bezin would add on a month to the year. It's maybe because of the crops, maybe because of people who are on their way. To get there, different reasons, and some are more important reasons, some are Iker reasons, some are Tufa reasons. So what happens if most of the Yisrael are going to be Tamei by Pesach Rishon? So is that a reason to push it off so they could all do Pesach Rishon? And there's a Shaila, but how do you know a month before that they're all going to be Tamei by Pesach Rishon? You know, it's 3 weeks. You can only be Ma'aber the month, as we know, weeks before, as we're going to say in Adar. So how do you know they're going to be Tamei Meis? So there are different suggestions. If you look in the Karban Ha'edah, if the Nasi is on his deathbed and they estimate that he's going to die on Erev Pesach, or there's reasons that they ran out of Paraduma ashes and it's going to take some time to get enough. Okay, either way. But so it's two prices. So whether we're Ma'aber, whether Tuma is a reason to be ma'aber, or say, no, they'll just do a Pesach Sheni. Different the reasons. You have to add on a little bit. So, l'man da'amar, if you say the halacha is that we're not ma'aber, because of tumah. So the Gemara says, and of course based on, you know, Gemara's elsewhere, filling in, that was the problem by Chizkiyo. He was ma'aber the year inappropriately. He did it because he wanted everybody to do Pesach Rishon, but he shouldn't have done that. Ein ma'aber nesashana b'pnei ha'tumah, and that's why the pasuk says the eat shalom kedin, because they were eating on the wrong day, because Chizkiyo shouldn't have been ma'aber. But now the Gemara says, you add that in to the words. So now the Gemara says, though, man to amar ma'abrin is a shana b'pnei ha'tumah. According to the one who says, you can be ma'abrin the shana b'pnei ha'tumah. So then, ma'am ha'kayim ki achlas ha'pesach shel below kakasuv. So what was the problem with their eating it? If Chizkiyo didn't make a mistake there, that it was fine that he was ma'abrin b'pnei ha'tumah. So what does the pasuk mean that he ate it shel kakatuv? She'ibru asanisan ve'inam ma'ubar ela adar. Because he was ma'aber Nisan. What does that mean? The Gemara says it doesn't mean he added on an extra Nisan. It means he was added on an extra Adar already on the day that could have been Nisan. Right? That was because ma'aber Nisan ben Nisan was ready on day 30, let's say, of Adar, which could have, if the Edom would have come and said, we saw the moon, so it could have been made Nisan. That's too late already. Because once it's potentially could have been Nisan, so that's too late. But he did Ibru as Nisan, ve'inu mu'ubar ela Adar. Right, so according to that, his whole Ibur shouldn't have been effective. So the whole Tzibur was pushed to Pesach Sheni. So but that's the that was the mistake that was made. Achlas Pesach below Kakasuf. One more line. Va'asya, and according to the Manda Amar, this Manda Amar, that you're not Ma'aber Mipnei Hatumah, back to the first line, the Ibur would work. They wouldn't need to go to Pesach Sheni. Right, if you're not ma'aber b'nei ha'tumah, if he was ma'aber, it would work. You don't have to go. So the pasuk that says, the pasuk that we saw in Rav Chaim Pilevsky before, also as a pesach b'chodesh hasheni, doesn't really mean chodesh hasheni. He wasn't supposed to be ma'aber the shana, but he was ma'aber the shana, so really eating it on Pesach. It just means the second month from the time they made the decision. It would have been Iyar, but it wasn't because the fact that he made it. But it means the second month from the decision. Good. One more line. But again, why is all this brought here? Just to show and to prove that you could have, at least according to the one Manda Amar, you could have a tzibur that was pushed to Pesach Sheni because of Tumas Avodah Zara. Right? And that's what Rabbi Yehuda is trying to prove in this second Braisa. Against the Tanakhama in the Braisa. Kai Dama Rabbi Simon Berebi Zavdi. And where do you see that maybe the tzibur might have been pushed off, that he was ma'abarit because of tuma. Gulgalto shel arnon hayavusi matzo tachas hamizbeach. Right? There's this chazal that's quoted in the Bavli also that has much discussion on it. They found the skull of Arnon, different way that he's formulated in chazal and also in the psukim. Aravna, Arvana, hayavusi, the one that David HaMelech bought the land from to build the Beis HaMikdash, they found his skull under the Mizbeach, and therefore all the Kohanim were Temeim, so they didn't have to push off Pesach Sheni. It was done in Nisan, the new Nisan, okay, different understandings. But either way, this is Adkan, for a moment, this story. Many wonder, what was the skull of Aravna Yevusi doing there? David HaMelech bought it, and then Lestama, he guarded the spot after he bought it, that there wouldn't be a cemetery there. Somehow the skull was found there. As if you look in the Margalias Hayam in Sanhedrin on Daf Yubeis, so he quotes many Achronim have all different suggestions of what happened, right? He quotes the Noda Behuda, Shebosa Tuma al Karkach lo nitmu Yisrael, Shara'inim Yichon Lavosha, Mishim Zorach, and under the Mizbeach, there were no Yisraelim that went there, it was only Kohanim. He was ma'aber, but he didn't really have to be ma'aber because it was all Kohanim. All the Kohanim were Tameis. So they would have been able to do the first one. Then he quotes, but a goy is not matami ba'ohel either. What's that? All the Kohanim touched the skull, right? Or carried the skull. Matami b'magu b'masa. Is this like the other opinion? That right, and they found it many years, right? David HaMelech was even before they built the Beis HaMikdash. That was the original question of how would he end up there? Some say Aravna was a Ger Toshav, and a Ger Toshav is Matami Ba'ohel, all different suggestions. Some say that they had burial crypts and really he was buried somewhere else. But during the construction and the you know, the movement of the ground, you know, during the heavy construction, so maybe that shook some of the kvaris that were buried nearby, and it rolled in one of the burial crypts and went under where the Beis HaMikdash was. Either way, this is a lot of different suggestions that were given. Some say it wasn't even him; it was just an idol. Maybe it wasn't an Aravna; it was an idol of Aravna, and that connects to what we were just talking about. That we're just talking about Tumas Akum. We're not talking about Tumas Avodas of a Guf itself. Gulgalazeh, he quotes another day, Eino klal etzem rosh adam ki impesel galgoles Aravna Yevusi v'nevda mibnei umaso. They try to get it in there underneath the tunnels. Get different suggestions that are given both in the Bavli and in the Yerushalmi. But either way, this whole discussion is brought here as a riot to Rabbi Yehuda, that it could be maybe the Tzibor could be Nitchet de Pesach Sheni, but it relates to what exactly Chizkio did wrong, and whether you can be Abri B'riyatuma or not. Okay, we continue. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayachilu, also in Divrei Hayamim, Vayachilu Becha Lachodesh Harishon, Lakadesh, Ubiyom Shmone Lachodesh. This was, they were trying to sanctify and get rid of all the Tumas Avodah Zarah from the Beis HaMikdash. And it took them a long time. The Chodesh Harishon, the first day of the Chodesh Harishon, and the eighth day. So Vayachilu Biyom Echad, HaYachon Levar Kol Avodah Zarah Shayasham. What took so long? They were, could have taken one day. Why was it taking it so long? Amrev Idi, Bibde Tsalme Kazdim Shayukhakukim Bishashar. No, there was paint they had to scrape off. And it was very hard to clean, right? This is the carbon eda. Mitsuyarim Bishashar Velo Hayu Nikarbahed, and also they had some of it was not clearly visible. Aladi Bidika Maruba. They had a check very hard to make sure it was all off. The Pnei Moshe says, Trudim Lamachkam Ulavatlam. They were trying hard, so it took them a long time to clean it. Ksiv, kalav avo hechin ledrosh ha'elokim Hashem b'elokei avosav. The pasuk describes by Chizkiyo HaMelech, his whole heart, he was trying to get everybody back. Ledrosh ha'elokim, Rav Simon bar Zavdi, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, chad amar afilu asa kama bataras hakodesh, lo yatsa yidei taras hakodesh. He did all he could, but he couldn't finish the job. He couldn't finish the job, right? The Sukkim described that he did everything he could. At the end of that pasuk is quoted, "Kol of avo hechin ledrosh alokim Hashem alokei avosav v'lo b'taras hakodesh." So it means he couldn't finish. He did everything he could, but he couldn't do everything. V'charana amar afilu kol ma'isim tovim she'asa lo yasi detaras hakodesh. He did a lot, but he didn't do everything that he could have done. A different day is whether he did everything he could have done, but it still wasn't enough, or he didn't do everything that he could have done. Just one note before, I forgot to mention the language that we had before on the top line, Nitan Yisrael live no space avachira, right? That Lashon of Chazal also reflects on Machlokas Rishonim that we mentioned elsewhere, and that is, Bayish Shlishi, is that going to be us, or is that going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down from Shemayim, right? This Lashon of the Gemara is that it's going to be man, right? Nitan Yisrael live no space avachira. That's how the Rambam has it in Hilchas Malachim. That the Melech HaMashiach is going to do what he needs. He's going to have to fight we're going to appoint a king, and he's going to fight the wars, and he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. But the Rashi, if you remember Rashi from Masechah Sukkah, does not say that. Rashi in Sukkah on the bottom of Mem Aleph and Aleph quotes that it's going to be Meshuchlal coming down from Shemayim, the Aruch Laner, if you remember there, tries to make Shalom between the Rishonim. About the physical Beis HaMikdash and the spiritual Beis HaMikdash. Devade, the Aruch Laner says there. Devade Beis HaMikdash lasa lavo yibaneh binyin mamish b'dei adam. Umashenem ar mikdash Hashem korinu yadecha, shenidrash b'tanchuma, sheyere lamata hu Beis HaMikdash ruchani, sheyavu l'toch Beis HaMikdash hanivne b'gashmi, haneshama b'toch haguf. Ukemo sheyared b'mishkan b'Beis HaMikdash ha'ish shal mala toch ha'ish shal hedyot, Sheniv arba eitzim, just like the fire is going to come down, Hashem's fire goes into the physical fire, so to the Beis HaMikdash is going to go down the spiritual and the physical and all the Rishonim. Right, we just had, one could say one of the brachas, Nachim, we say be'esh hitzata, right, then the fire is going to come down from Shemayim, Beis HaMikdash is going to come down in fire from Shemayim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Shisha Dorim Al-Sarach, Chizkiyah, Melech Yehuda, right, this came up earlier, In the fourth parak. There are six things, that Chizkiyahu HaMelech, did. Also Chizkiyahu HaMelech Yudah. Al-Shlosha Hodulah, Al-Shlosha Lahodulah. Three of them, Chazal were very happy about, and three of them they were not happy about. The Elu, Shlosha, Shahodulah, the three that they were happy about. Kitas, Nachasha, Nachoshes. He crushed the Nachasha, Nachoshes that they worshipped in Parshas Chukas. The metal that was supposed to be, that helped out, and that saved them from the plague, but eventually it turned out that they started worshipping it. So, he crushed it. Vahodilo. That was a good thing. They got rid of the, Avodah Zarah. Girer Atzmos Avil Midash Achavalim Vahodilo. He was Megarer. He took the bones of his father, Achaz. He did not bury him on a regular, burial plot, but he had a Midash Achavalim. He had some type of, Bizayon type of way of burying him, which, was good for him to be able to get Kapara. Or Girer Atzmos Aviv says the Karban Eidim Mishim Kapara. V'lokavru bedargash umitana. They didn't bury him in a regular coffin or bed. Mebnekidesh Hashem sheyisganeh, that he will be embarrassed. V'yivasru arishayim, and he'll get some of his punishment. So Chazal said that was a good thing that he did. V'hodulo. V'hodulo. Is that kibud av? Right? Is that kibud av? Doesn't seem such kibud av. Or maybe it is kibud av. Maybe it is kibud av. The Tiferes Yisrael on Mishnah, where this is quoted earlier at the end of the fourth parak. So he quotes. Levishaya Aviv Achaz Rasha, Bizuhu Vihiniach Gufo, Be Mita Michavalim, Vigiru Bolikvaros. And I, what was it, Vahodulo and the Rabbanan were happy that he did it. To be Delo Asa Maisa Amcha Eno Chayav Lechabdo. That's a good discussion whether your father's a Rasha, whether one has to give covet. So that's what the Tiferes Yisrael says. He was a rush, therefore there was no kibud av aim in this regard. Then he quotes, Hainu kaharama b'shem yeshobrim b'simen reish mem. Miyol harambam l'rav beis Yosef t'chayav l'chat b'chvoto u'b'moro af sh'aviv rasha gomor nirali danodavka b'chayav. Machlokos b'shonim, even if a father is a rasha, because the Rambam says and others say that he's still a concept of kibud, so maybe that only applies b'chayav. Aval achar misa kivan da'afilu b'eino rasha havi le'lefine yisad yirak midi rabbanan. For Haraya, right, so then it's a double. Right, this Machlok is Rishonim, whether Aviv Rasha when he's alive. But after he's dead, so maybe there, even the Rishonim that say, Aviv Rasha is Chayav L'Chabdo, but La'achar Moso, there is no Chiyav Kibud. Or maybe this is covered in a certain way that, you know, we're getting him into, rid of some of his own Shim in Olam Haba. Good, so that's number two. So number one, he was Giteh Zat Nachash L'Choshes, Gira Asmos Aviv. And number three, Ganaz Tavla Shel Refuos Vahodulo. Also, he was Magones, the Sefer Refuos. Sefer Refuos, Machlokas Rishonim, what was the problem? The Karban Eidah doesn't give it away. He says, Sheyitzuros Chakukim Al Tavla, Mashiyas L'Tzura Ahivi Yisrapa Mechalio, were different types of Refuos, Vizeo Avon Gadol. That was a big sin. What was the Avon Gadol of putting away the Sefer Refuos? That's the Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, the fourth parak, and Rashi says, "Lefi shelo haya libam nichna al hacholim ela misrape miyad." Rashi sounds like because nobody turned to Hashem to get healed; they just used the sefer refuos, and that was a problem. And the Rambam, Kedaka B'Kodesh, Rambam says, "What are you talking about? If you have a sefer refuos, that's what you should use, right? That's you should become, heal yourself. It's a mitzvah to become healed, right? Of the what is doesn't understand that day. So the Rambam says in." Pirush Mishnah is that no, it means that they were using this ulterior type of medicines that were not bedukas refuos, that were not appropriate medicines. Shlomo chiber sefer refuos kishiyach l'shum adamo yikudu shum cholim and acholim haymiskavin loso a sefer vayose vaymisrape v'kasherach eskiyo kibri adam lo yisomchan al hashem yisbarachis rosov aganso v'yata he quotes that daya v'yata shma hefsid ze hamamar u'mashiyesh lo min hashgiyonos. Well, how could they say he closed it up? He did such a foolish thing. If you're starving and you go eat bread, no, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't eat because you won't think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Chulu, and he continues, he says, no, the point was that it was healings that were not Vadai Rufus Bedukas and Menusos. And that was the problem with the Sefer Rufus. So this is a big discussion, the Ramban in Parshas Vechul Kosai, that talks about going to doctors, a lot there. Okay, so these were the three that Hodulo. Ve'elu Shlo Hodulo. Kitzeitz Dalsos Ha'echal. He, when the Sancherev was waging war, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that it's all going to be okay, and he should have bitachon, but he didn't have as much bitachon as he should have on his level. He cut the doors of the Heichal and sent it to him. Sasam es motzei mimegichav lo hodulo. He also stopped up the water sources to try. We might have thought that this is just hishtadlus in a time of war to be able to defeat the enemy, but on his level, it was too much. And Iber Nisan benisav lo hodulo. And also he was ma'aber Nisan too late. As we said, it was already the roy to be Nisan on the 30th day of Adar, and he was ma'aberit, right? So the Karban Eda says, La'acha shenichnas nisan nimlach vaso adar sheni. Shemir ki lo yachla sepezach, v'chula ki rabim v'shalo hutaru, according from the psukim from before. Good. We continue. So now we get back to other issues relating to Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. So we had earlier, way back, on Daf Nun Ches, we had earlier the Shita of Rabbi Meir that talks about if you have half Tameh and half Tahar, Tameh Meis. So Rameir's shita was that the Torah ones does it on Adar Rishon and the Tummy ones does it on Adar Sheni. You look at both of them as a roof. So, or at least the Tahorim as a roof. So what about this case? So you had Tzibur, Chetzin, Zavim, Chetzin, Tmein. We also had a triple there. We had a third. We had a case there. But what if you have half, Zavim and half Tameh Meis? What's the halacha? So Rav Adar Bar Ava Amar, Zavim Nasin Eitzel Tmein, Ketmein Meitzel Tahorim. You treat the Zavim on a lower level, right, because they don't have the Heter of Tmei Mason. The Zavim are treated like Tmeim, as compared to the Tmei Mason, who are treated like Tahorim. Meaning what? What do you do? So you have to go, we're going to go with the Karban Eidah's Girsa here. We're going to switch the Girsa. And that is, HaTahorin Osanas HaRishon. The Tahorin do the Rishon, right, if they're half. There's half, 50% Tahorim, they do the Rishon. And the Zavim Nidachan LePesach Sheni. And the Zavim go to Pesach Sheni. In other words, there's two chidushim. Number one, Tmei Mason, even though they're only half, they're going to do Pesach Rishon, right? Number one. Number two, Tmei Zavim do Pesach Sheni, even though the first one was done betuma, right? They were really Tmei Mason. We're pretending that they're Tahorim. So usually, if the first one is done betuma, there is no Pesach Sheni. So those are the two chidushim of Avada Ra'ava, that the Tahorim could do the Tahorim. The Tmei Mesim, who are considered Tahorim, do Pesach Rishon, and the Zavim do Pesach Sheni. Rav Chuna Amar, he argues on the second din. Ain tashlumin le Pesach haba betuma. No, if Pesach is baba betuma, then there is no Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only if this Pesach, the first one done betara, so then you have those who couldn't do it could do it for Pesach Sheni. But here it wasn't true. And therefore, Rav Chuna says, the Tmei Zavim are not pushed to Pesach Sheni. Hayatzibur Ruba Tahorim Umiyutan Tmeyin. What about the following two cases? The Tzibur, Rov is Tahar. Rov is Tahar, and you're on your way to do a regular carbon Pesach, and the Miyut are Tamei, and they're going to do Pesach Sheni. Umeisim HaTahorim Beit Shechita Lezrika. But after the Shechita, most died. Some type of plague, I don't know, right after the Shechita that was done before the Zrika, most of the Tahorim died, and now you have most Tmeyim. So Achar Miyat Mahalech, so what do you do? Achar Shechita or Achar Zrika? Which one would you go by? Do you go by after Shechita, where at the time of Shechita, Rov were Tahar, or after Zrika, Rov Tamei? In Tamer Achar Shechita, if you see you follow the Shechita, and that it's like a carbon Pesach, Ban Betara, Enos and Betuma, then the Tmeyim are going to be pushed to Pesach Sheni. Right, they're not going to do a betuma the first one. Itamer achar zrika, but if you go after the zrika, then it's the Pesach Rishon is going to be done betuma. So then osin betuma, then the first one is done betuma, and you don't have to do Pesach Sheni. Or the opposite. Hayatzibur ruban tameyim umiyim talam tahorim. The opposite. Most is tamei. So you're on your way to do this karban Pesach betuma. Umeisim atameyim and ashridu lazrika. And the tameyim died. So now it's the opposite case. Achar miyad mahalech. Achar shchidu achar zrika. If you say you go after the Shechita, so it's a Pesach haba betuma, then also betuma the first one. In Temer Achazrika, ain't also betuma. So no answer to that question. If the percentages, ratios flip between the Shechita and the Zrika, you know, what do you do? Unclear, right? No answer given. Says the second Mishnah here, Halacha Beis. Ezu Yiderach Rechoka. What is Rechoka, right? The Torah says if you're far away and you don't do the Pesach Rishon, You could do the Pesach Sheni. What does Rechoka mean? So different days, we have this already. Rabbi Kiva says, far away. Far away, 15 mil away, right, in all the directions. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Miyaskopes Azar Velachutz. If you're outside the Azara, if you're outside the Azara, that's enough to be considered Derech Rechoka. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Lefichach Nachar Al Hei. It's even Merumas, because there's a dot on the hey in the Torah, Lomar, Lomadeshi Rechoka Vandi, Eliminate Miyaskopes Azar Velachutz. Right, the dot is to be Merames Rabbi Eliezer Shita. You're not so far away. You're right outside. Every dot, every extra letter in the Torah is meant to teach us something. So you have a dot there, right? And that's why that's the other emes. Rabbi Simon Amar is Palgun, Rabbi Chiya Rabba Vabar Kapara, Machlokes, Chad Amar. You're far away so that you can't get to the Azara when? Machlokes. Kedesh Yavav Yochal. One opinion says, it's a long time. As long as you can get to the Beis HaMikdash, wherever you are at Chatzos on Erev Pesach, on Chatzos afternoon, when the time of the Shechita starts. Right, as long as you can get to the Beis HaMikdash in time to eat the Korban Pesach, which is either by Chatzos that night or by the next morning, then you're not Derech Rechoka. Then get here to eat. V'charana Amar Kedei Sheyavo V'Yisroch. And the other opinion says, no, you have to get here by Zrikas Adam, meaning before Shkia today, on Erev Pesach. So it's a more limited Shita. As long as if you can't get here by the Shechita, to have the Zrika, you can't get here by the Zrika, to have the Zrika done on your behalf when you're here, so then it's already too late. One more line, Vafilu Kaman Da'amar Kedei Sheyavo V'Yochal, and even according to one that says that you have all the way in time, as long as you can be able to eat it, V'Ushiyei B'Toch Alpayim L'Tchum Ad Shelo Chashecha. You still have to be within the Tchum, because you can't violate. So that limits the Machlokas a little bit more. You have to be within the Tchum, and then able to get there in order to be able to eat it in time. Okay, we'll have to stop there, talk more about Derech Rechoka in the coming days. Yeah.